Tuesday night, Chodesh Chavos, Shara Bitochon. We're coming up to the end of Shara Bitochon. We're starting now Perek Shvi'i, the seventh Perek. V'chiven shesiyamnu l'daber b'shar hazeh, koroi lo'kfi asodoseinu. We're coming up to the end. We finished talking in this Shara, Shara Bitochon, and as much as we're able to understand, the Chodesh throughout the Sefer sprinkles phrases of Anova. He says, Kefiya Sagaseinu, I did what I can to explain Bitachon to you. Ro'i Lonu, now in the last perek, the seventh perek, Ro'i Lonu Levor Dvorim Hamafsidim is HaBitachon Al Hashem. What to watch out for, what spoils your Bitachon. What ruins your bitachon? What's mafsid your bitachon? Va'omar, the first thing I'll say, says the Chayim Zalvavus, ki mafsidei shloses hasha'orim shekodmu b'sefer zeh, kula mafsidei abitachon al Hashem. That is a very, very important sentence. He says, whatever ruins the first three shorim ruins bitachon too. The Chayim Zalvavus is an extremely, extremely, extremely structured sefer. And we started from the beginning. You know, if you came in and you're listening to Shara HaBitachon, so you say, wow, that's so hard. Now, even though he teaches you how to develop Bitachon, but there's certain, to really, really be Kone Bitachon, so to really, to be able to do what he says in this perek you should do, you really have to have the first three Sha'arim. Now, what are the first three? It's not going to work fully, completely. You know, you do what you can, but it's not going to work unless you fully. So, the first shahr is shahr yichud. The first shahr is to truly believe in Hashem, not paying lip service. I believe in Hashem, but to truly believe that Hashem is a reality. And so, right. The next shahr is shahr habechina. This is world. The next like step in the edifice is to understand and be convinced and to realize and to really know in your heart of hearts that Hashem is constantly bestowing tov on you. Right? If you don't really believe in Hashem, you're not going to be able to have bitachon. If you don't believe that Hashem is a meitiv, you're not going to be able to have bitachon. You can't have bitachon in someone that you don't believe is always going to do good for you. So how can you trust him? How can you rely on him? How can you rely on someone that doesn't want your good? How can you develop the clear knowledge that Hashem only does good if you don't really believe that Hashem is the one doing everything? And Hashem, so Shara Yichud, then comes Shara Abchina, then comes Shara Avodas Elokim. Why do I care that there's a Hashem? There's a Hashem, and he does good for me. That's nice, you know, and then I'll live life, and I'll be aware that there's a Hashem, and that he does good things for me. That's very nice. I don't have a problem with that. That's fine. So Shara Avodas Elokim says, no, that the first two Sha'arim create an obligation upon you, and he explains it's like a human obligation, a humanistic obligation. Like, why do I have to listen to Hashem for? He says, because of Hakaras HaTov. A person is wired that his basic menschlichkeit, his mahus, you're not a person. You feel rotten. You feel cheap. You feel, you don't feel like a person. If someone does you something, you don't acknowledge it. You don't care about it. You don't say thank you. You don't try to repay him in some way. You lose your humanity. That's what he explains in Shara Avodas Elokim. So after we've developed the idea that Hashem is real, and we've developed the idea that he's always doing good for me, and we've developed the idea that therefore carries with it certain obligations, so then we start with Bitachon. I rely on Hashem. Right? So he says, so whatever ruins the first three Sharim, if you turn to Shara Yichud, so probably it's probably the last perek of each shahr. Yeah, at the end of Perek Asiri of Shara Yichud, he talks about what ruins, right, Avo Mafside Tohar Yichud Hashem, Hareim Rabim. That's the ground on page Nun Gimel. What ruins belief or knowledge or clarity about Hashem? Then Shara Bechina, he talks right away in the beginning. What do you need Shara Bechina for? What do you have to be taught? And at the end in Perek Shishi, is Mafside HaBechina. What ruins Bechina means realization about Hashem's goodness. Then they have Shar Avodas Halokim. What ruins that? So he says, so because the Sefer is so structured like a workbook, so therefore he has a right to say this sentence, and it makes perfect sense. Anything that ruins the first three things is going to ruin your bitachon, because the whole thing's an edifice. Now he goes further and says there's more things that ruin bitachon. You're not home free just because you did the first three. Now we're going to talk about what ruins bitachon specifically. Umi mafsid of od, further things that ruin bitachon, is I yediyas Hashem yisole umi dos of hana'alos. I don't know, okay, here is L'Chaira saying that if you don't appreciate that Hashem is a Meitiv, Iyadiyas, well, I don't know, so why is that? That's L'Chaira what he said before. Iyadiyas Hashem Yisale means lack of knowledge of Hashem, Umidos of Analos, and his Midos, meaning that he's a Meitiv. Before he said anything that ruins that, ruins this. I was supposed to call you? And now he's saying if you don't have it, if you don't have Yichud Hashem, you don't have knowledge of Hashem's goodness, then you're not going to have this. Kimisha Sochal, someone who is foolish about Rachmei Hashem al Briyosov, someone who doesn't recognize how good Hashem is to us, V'chal Koloso Osam, and how he makes us survive and takes care of us, and that he's always involved in every aspect of our lives, and that he controls everything that happens to us, and nothing happens to us without it being Hashem's will, so then how can you rely on him? It's ridiculous. Lo yishkod libo olav, you won't be calm, you won't be able to rely on him. Lo yishoyin olav. So that's the first thing. Second thing. The next is, if you don't realize, another thing that could be mafsid bitachon is you don't realize that it's an obligation. You think it's a nice thing, you know, it's a nice thing to do, to practice someday, but you don't realize it's obligatory. Now, where is it obligatory? That's an interesting question. Where is a source that it's an obligatory thing? So he says, Umeham, another mafsid of bitachon, is sechluso, the person's foolishness, meaning his lack of knowledge, but sivui Hashem, that Hashem told you, that it's an imperative. So if it's not an imperative, if you don't realize it's an imperative, so you're lazy, it's hard, and you don't bother. So that's why one of the mafsidim is not realizing that it's an imperative. Klomar toroso asher bozeiraz, in the Torah, Hashem was mizarez us, urged us to have bitachon, and we have to pick up on that. The yishayin olav, to rely on Hashem, to lean on Hashem, v'leftoach bo. Kmo she'amar, you find in Malachi, uvechanuni no bezos. Now that's one specific case. It's talking about giving tzedakah, that you're not going to lose money because you give tzedakah. You'll even become rich if you give tzedakah, or at least meiser. That's what the pasuk's talking about. But the Chovos Halvavos sees in it that that's how you're supposed to always be. You know, he's extrapolating. V'omar bitchu b'Hashem adayad, which obviously is an exhortation to have bitachon in Hashem. So that's number two. It's an imperative. If you don't know it's an imperative, so you can be lazy. You say, well, I don't need it. You know, I'm okay. I mean, have bitachon, Hashem's great, you know, but you don't have to You don't know that it's a mechuyev that you have to do it that way. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow.